South of King's Landing, Explosion Networks, after show, breaking down every episode of Game of Thrones TV series, including years ago when Game of Thrones was on TV, and now the upcoming House of the Dragon, which is out next week, by the way. I don't know. If you listen to this, you're like, wow, that snuck up. Yeah, certainly did. I was telling someone at work the other day, hey, that's Game of Thrones spin-off's out like 2 weeks. What? When did that come? Yeah. Shout out. Didn't know. Anyway, my name's Will Blight. Joining me, Ashley Hobley.
Hey, Don. Excited to be here back in Westeros.
That's right. Back in Westeros for violence and sex, probably. I don't know. War. I don't know. What's the elements that make up a Game of Thrones?
Incest. That's the other one.
I don't know if there's... But let's hope there's a little bit less, I guess. It's not something on my checklist of things that are necessary for to make a good television show. So House of the Dragon is a prequel series that is set about, I think, 300 or 400?
200 is what I read.
Okay. Yeah. A few hundred years before the events of Game of Thrones, focusing on Targaryen family infighting amongst themselves, as there's a claim to fame between two siblings. One's a brother, right? Another one's a daughter.
One's a brother, a king. Yes. One is the daughter.
One's a brother. So Matt Smith's the brother, and then you've got the daughter. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the core setup. It is based on a book, so we haven't reached the stage where we're completely free of like. I feel like this is what should hopefully make people feel better, because a lot of complaints, and I'll get to this in a minute, like sort of how you're feeling coming into this series. But of course, a lot of complaints from people who didn't like the last couple of seasons of Game of Thrones was that because they didn't have proper source material and they had only got told the short notes, short strips of what happens, that's sort of where the show went off the reins. It went free fall into doing what they want, sort of thing. This does have a basis. So there is a book, Fire and Blood. Description synopsis for that book is the thrilling history of the Targaryens comes to life in this masterful work by the author of Song of Ice and Fire. With all the fire and fury fans have come to expect from internationally best-selling author George R. R. Martin, this is the first volume of a definitive two-part history of the Targaryens in Westeros, centuries before the event of Game of Thrones. House Targaryen, the only family of dragon lords to survive the doom of Valyria, took up residence on Dragonstone. Fire and Blood begins their tale with the legendary Aegon the Conqueror, creator of the Iron Throne, and goes on to recount the generations of Targaryens who fought to hold that iconic seat all the way up to the civil war that nearly tore their dynasty apart. What really happened during the Dance of Dragons? Why did it become so deadly to visit Valyria after the Doom? What is the origin of Daenerys' three dragon eggs? These are but a few questions answered in this essential chronicle as blah, 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 blah. So there is a backbone to the series. It wasn't just a HBO, like, let's just pull this out of our ass thing. I think there was an interview with George R. R. Martin at some point where he said this was like the earliest pitch he gave to HBO when they were discussing spin-offs, years prior to like Game of Thrones even finishing. Like, they were like sort of preemptively trying to plan for the show's finish and build upon a success, which is fine. But apparently this was one of several, or the first that was pitched, the one that's spent the longest in pre-production, I guess, or whatever, like kicking around to get the show idea and everything right. So how are you feeling? Like, because you, as someone who did actually enjoy Game of Thrones all the way up until the end and loved every second of it, how are you feeling now that it's been years since we've had the show? How are you feeling coming back into that universe, and how are you feeling about the trailers that released for House of the Dragon so far?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's been a while, several years since Game of Thrones ended. The Emmy Award-winning final season of Game of Thrones. The trailers look really good. It feels like it's got harkening back to earlier seasons of Game of Thrones, where it was a lot less fighting and fantastical elements, although of course there is dragons in this, but there isn't a supernatural enemy that they need to fight off from the look of it. Yeah, it looks good. It seems like they've taken their two biggest series of the last decade, Game of Thrones and Succession, and put them together. You know? Yeah, looks good. The acting looks good. I'm a big Olivia Cooke fan, so I'm excited to see her in this. Matt Smith looks great. I'm excited to see, you know, all these other character actors play different roles. So, yeah, pretty keen.
Yeah, I was keen anyway, but I think after the last trailer put out, like the first full length one, where I was like, you see just the general tone and there's like all these dragons and stuff. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's go. I don't need all the action if I'm going to get a lot of people just riding around on dragons. That's like a,
yeah, that's enough.
That's enough. I'm cool. It's, it is funny though. All the complaints or whatever, like the jokes about this looks more like Succession than Game of Thrones or something. It's like, so
as if Succession is one of the most popular shows and best shows on television.
But it's all like, it's like revisionist, like all these people started watching Game of Thrones and then like the first several seasons were like 9 out of 10 episodes were, you know, just people walking and talking, and then as we got to the last couple of seasons and there was just a lot more action, that's what they thought I guess the show was like. I don't know. Like the Game of Thrones was always, I mean, if I was to pitch it at someone, I'd be like, oh no, like, you know, if someone's like, oh, I don't like fantasy. Like, no, it's not like Lord of the Rings. It doesn't have elves and shit. Like it's basically a political show, but you know, set during the 18th century, you know, maybe it has a dragon or two sort of thing, you know, like it was, especially those first few seasons. It's just, it was all like, it was a very political show. So, and it's, I think that's like a backbone to it, and having the key set up for this series, like it's again about people fighting for the Iron Throne, which I feel like is just the connective like layer between like the entire universe. It's always about people fighting for this, the Iron Throne, which is fine. But then you've got the whole element of this, well, I'm the rightful heir and you're not. Like it's very sort of classical fantasy sort of stuff when you think about it, like people just fighting for and then we went through this in Game of Thrones anyway. How many characters died or fought because they were like, I'm the rightful heir to this, I'm the rightful heir for that. You had Rhaenys and whoever the hell else, you know, like all the, you know, bloody Baratheon brothers and, you know, like all these people like claim to thrones, claim to be the leaders and all this bloody shit left, right, and center. So that's like the entire series. There's really nothing that I've seen or read about House of the Dragon that doesn't sound like it is Game of Thrones, just core themes and ideas that we've seen, but just explored in a different way, in a different time period with different characters and whatever else, which, yeah. And having a series focused entirely on a Targaryen family when they're ruling is already super interesting because, of course, they don't exist in Game of Thrones. I mean, you had like, we saw two Targaryens throughout the entire show. And one died in the first season.
And then one died.
So really, there was only one. So, like, obviously, going back to when...
I guess there was technically two. There's the old mate up the...
Oh, that's right.
The wall.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's true, actually. Yeah, so, yeah. Three throughout the show's whole history. Yep. One died. No, they all died. Spoilers.
Yeah, I think we should just say here and now that there's probably going to be a lot of spoilers for all of Game of Thrones going forward.
Yeah, look, if you're listening to this and you like the whole idea, like if you haven't watched Game of Thrones and you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry, but there's going to be spoilers for Game of Thrones if I have to reference something. That's just how this shit's going to work. And obviously, when we're discussing each episode, there's going to be spoilers for that episode. That's not how that works. Yeah. So the blah 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 blah. Where's I was going to just list off the. Where were we? So the people doing this show are Martin and Ryan Condal, who apparently have done Colony and Hercules.
And Rampage.
The fuck is Rampage?
The
The monkey film.
Dwayne Johnson, based on a video game with Joe.
Right. Monkey. Yeah, okay, I see.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. So,
Giant Monkey. giant dragons, very similar.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say it's a selling point to be like, look, from the people who brought you Dwayne Johnson's Hercules and Dwayne Johnson's Rampage comes House of Dragon. Isn't really a selling point, but I don't feel like we'll hold that against them. I mean, actually, I liked Rampage, so what am I saying? Like, maybe Rampage was fun enough. So
there's the Colony was generally well received from people within the genre. So yeah.
So they serve as the co-creators of the series, while Emmy winning director Miguel Sapochnik, I can never say his name, who's done a lot of work on Game of Thrones, and Condell
done the biggest episodes,
yeah, for sure, including the one that you don't like, or the one that, by you, I mean listener.
The one
that was too dark.
Yes. Yeah.
That one. So they will be showrunners and executive producers. Which is good. So you've got some new blood, new eyes,
yes,
mixed with someone who has a lot of history on Game of Thrones. And apart from that one episode, generally everyone loves Miguel's episodes. I liked all of his episodes. I have no.
It's problem. A great episode.
Yeah, that's the one thing I stand out for from the last season. I actually liked that episode. So.
Let me. Here's a follow up from last season of.
Yeah. Did I ever watch it?
Did you ever watch it in full K on the 4K Blu-ray? No.
Still haven't. I consistently keep my eye out for that box set to be cheap on sale. I've never seen it for like anything less than full price. So
That just tells you how much quality it is and how much demand there is for that final season.
All I know is I saw that HBO Max, amongst all their fucking shit this last couple weeks, of course, because this is coming out next week, so I don't want to, like, we recorded this a week early, but all their stuff that's been going on, they did announce that, like, they'd added HDR and whatever else to their, like, a higher streaming resolution finally to their service. Mm. So a bunch of people were like, hey, we can finally watch that episode and it'll look all right, like high streaming and whatever else. So maybe I'll see. Never got around to watching it, other than that shitty Foxtel streaming thing, which was happening at the time. Wasn't watching it on binge. I was watching it live on Foxtel at the time. I don't know, so Emmy directing, Condell was showed her, blah blah. Martin, Vince Jadara, Sarah Lee Hess, and Ron Schmidt, executive producers. Sapochnik will direct the pilot and additional episodes of the series, which Condell will write. Where's the cast? Fuck, I lost my notes here somewhere. There is a bunch of character posters, of course, for everyone. I feel like the main. So you've got the lead is obviously the. Everyone, you know what my favorite thing is, actually? How everyone, like, has a dragon. All the main characters have their own little dragons. I like the idea that we'll come to know everyone's dragon, the names of their dragons. You know, like, that's sort of a cool part of this thing. Because all the Targaryens have their dragons. And I think they even said, like, the daughter. What's her name? I keep forgetting it. So this other thing, I'm not
Rhaena.
Yeah, Rhaena. Like she has a female, like a fiery female dragon or something. I think was the description I read somewhere. I was like, oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're all fiery, but
yeah. I was like, okay. Go off. Fucking article hard first. Here we go. Cast characters. So Paddy Considine is, King Viserys I, Targaryen, the fifth king of the Seven Kingdoms, known as a warm, kind, and decent man. Viserys was chosen by Council of Lords to succeed his grandfather, Jaehaerys Targaryen I. Emma Darcy as Prince Rhaenyra Targaryen, King Viserys' firstborn child. She is a dragon rider who expects to become the Seven Kingdoms' first queen regent. Melly Alcock plays young... the young version of that character. Matt Smith as Prince...
Wait, I think that's an interesting point, that they've got flashbacks. Young versions of the two...
The two leads, I guess?
The two...
Girls.
Girls. Yeah. Either flashbacks or episodes set in...
The past.
The past are going to be playing a prominent role.
Well, the fact they've listed them in the press releases put out with the full cast makes me think, like, we'll flashback several times throughout the series or something like that. No, it's not just one episode sort of thing. Matt Smith as Prince Daemon Targaryen, the heir presumptive to the Iron Throne. He's the younger brother of King Viserys, the grandson to King Jaehaerys, and the uncle of Princess Rhaehara. He's also an unrivaled warrior and an experienced dragon runner. By the way, if I'm butchering names, that's fine. I'll figure them out when they say them on the show.
We'll learn them
when they go.
Over the next 10 weeks.
10 weeks, that's fine. Olivia Cooke as Lady Alicent Hightower, the daughter of Sir Otto Hightower, raised in the Red Keep and part of the King's Inner Circle, known as the most comely woman in the Seven Kingdoms. And then Emily Carey portrays the younger version of that character. Steve Toussaint, as Lord Corlys Velaryon, known as the Sea Snake. He is the head of House Velaryon and is the most famous seafarer in Westerosi history. Eve Best, as Princess Rhaenerys Velaryon, a dragon rider and wife of Lord Corlys, known as the Queen Who Never Was. She was once a candidate to succeed her grandfather, King Jaehaerys, as ruler of Seven Kingdoms, but was passed over in favor of her cousin, Viserys. Fabian Frankel as Sir Criston Cole, a skilled swordsman from the Dormish Marshes. He is a common-born son of the steward to the land Blackhaven. Sonia Mizuno as Masari, a foreign-born dancer who rose to become Prince Daemon's most trusted ally. And Rhys Iffins as Sir Otto Hightower, Alicent's father, the Hand of the King, who serves King Viserys and the realm. He is a bitter political rival to Prince Daemon. So there's your main cast of characters coming into House of Dragons. We know the first two episodes, by the way. The Heirs of the Dragons, the title of the first episode. And the second episode is called The Rogue Prince. So, and by the way, in case anyone is wondering, it is a week-by-week show. This is not a fucking drop it all at once. Bullshit, get the hell out of here. How the hell are we supposed to do this podcast? If that was the case, it'd be impossible. All right, any wrapping up thoughts before we kick it off to the next one?
No. Very excited to you know, get some Game of Thrones back into a life, some event television. You know? See, I'm excited to see all the memes on Twitter and then the conversation of people spoiling stuff on Twitter come back up.
I haven't had it for a while.
Yeah, you know, it's different because of all the Marvel shows kind of like drop in the middle of the night in the US. But at a normal hour for us here in Australia, so you know we can easily join in on the fun.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be drop what, like 11, 12 o'clock.
I assume this will drop
in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I'll be at work.
You know, all be at work, unable to watch it. So then you know, then we'll be like, all the people here will be like, oh, why are you all tweeting the spoilers about it?
Yeah.
Before we've been able to watch it, in which Isaac, you know, that's just how it works now. That's how television works.
I feel like when those Marvel things drop or anything drops, if it's early in Australia or something, I see like barely anyone like tweeting. I barely see any spoilers or anything. And if something drops in American time, which shit for us, there's like spoilers everywhere.
Yeah, because there's more Americans than there are Australians.
True. I mean, that could be part of it. But.
And also, they like spoiling stuff more.
Love it.
Or they think everybody's watching at the same time as they are. You know, they don't care about the rest of the world.
No. The argument is always, it's an American produced show, so we should get it first. Even if like it was filmed in a different country and like a part production and it's popular around the world, or, you know, like it doesn't matter.
It's purely a cultural thing, you know. They've built, we've talked about this before, about the, you know, the culture of live tweeting shows being a thing. So yes, get your spoiler. Get mute words if you don't want to be spoiled, or just say off social media so you can watch the episode.
I was gonna say Mondays are gonna be off Twitter until I get
home. Listen, if you're complaining about you being spoiled about something, you're not gonna get any
sympathy
from me.
You don't need to be on Twitter. You can stay off till you watch it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Just stay off social media until you watch it. It's not the end of the world. Mute all the words. Whatever you need to do. Don't complain about it. My last question is this. And I'm going to ask this probably the first thing before I even ask if you like the episode. Okay. When the first episode drops, it ain't going to be like, how do you feel about the premiere episode? It's going to be, how was that theme song?
I think, I don't know. It's already been screened, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I believe there was a screening like in LA or whatever of like the first two episodes.
Okay.
And I thought I'd heard that they're reusing the same theme song.
That's wild if they are.
Yeah, and just obviously with a new map. makes sense because the theme song is a banger and like it's perfect.
I know that said that the composer is Ramin Djawadi
is coming back.
Yes. So
okay. Right. It's going to be good.
I'm down if it's the same theme song and just a different matter. I'm fine with that. Like I'm it's a banger and I'll just hum along. Like every time I watch a Game of Thrones episode, I'll just be humming that for like next 48 hours, 72 hours, whatever. So that's fine. But if they did change it, it's like a little bit disappointing. I'd be like, not as good as Game of Thrones. Like,
or it could be better than Game of Thrones.
Could be better. I don't know. So we'll see.
I don't know if it's possible, but
don't know. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode of South of King's Landing. Of course, we'll be back every Monday for the next 10 weeks. To be honest, the episodes are either going to drop very late Monday or early Tuesday because by the time we get home, watch the episode, record them, et cetera. Anyway, they're going to be dropping. We're going to be discussing it. We're going to be watching them over the next 10 weeks as they release. The episodes will come up as ASAP as we can possibly get them out and all that sort of fun stuff. So I hope you tune in, share with your friends, do all those things. Check out explosionnetwork.com for all the podcasts. And until next week, don't fall off towers. Bye.
I am to inherit the Iron Throne. She will block my way.
Our hearts remain as one.
Oh, our hearts were never one.
Imagine yourself on the Iron.